Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you that your word is life to those who find it. It is health and healing to our flesh. So, Father, as we open your word today, as the word is being preached today, I call faith to come and let life flow and let healing manifest in our bodies. We give you the glory for it and the honor for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Why don't we give our podcast listeners a hand clap this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Amen. So we really, by the power of the Spirit of God last week, He changed my sermon. Changed everything. I had a whole other plan, which must have been man's plan, not God's plan. So God changed last week, and we got healed. Hallelujah. I say we got healed. Right. Hallelujah. So now we're going to talk about staying healed. Amen. Right. Staying in faith. Staying blessed. Whatever it might be that you've are receiving or have received from God, we need to keep it. Amen. We need to keep it. We need to stay in faith. Now, remember, faith is now, right? Now faith is, right? Okay, so if now faith is, then we've received when?
Now.
Now. We've already received it then, haven't we? Just as we already have been healed,
yes.
We have already received what we are asking God for by faith. Yes. Amen? So what do we do since we've already received it, right?
Yes.
What do we do?
Thank God.
Thank God. Give praise. Give thanks. Give glory. Why? Listen, when somebody hands you something that you know, as a blessing, what do you say? Thank you.
That's right.
So we thank God. We praise God. We say, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Even though it's not in our hand yet? Yes.
Yes, yes.
Why? Because by faith it's already done. By faith we're already healed. The devil's just trying to make us sick. By faith, we're already rich.
Yes.
The devil's just trying to keep us poor, make us poor.
Amen.
Right? Jesus became poor so that we through his poverty might be made rich. So Jesus did it already. So we're already rich.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
The devil's just trying to make us poor. The devil's trying to make us sick. The devil's trying to make us depressed, oppressed, PTSD'd, whatever the case may be, it's the devil bringing it on you, trying to steal your joy, steal your peace, steal your life. Yeah, he's just trying to take it all away from you. The very things that God has given you, he's trying to steal. What does the devil do? The devil has only come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus says, I've come that you might have life and have life more abundantly.
Thank you, Lord.
Who came? He came. He came so that we would have life and life more abundantly. So we already have it.
Amen.
See, and this is where we've got to get our mindset.
Amen.
A lot of people don't really talk this way about faith. Faith is already done. What we need is already given to us. It's already ours. God has already purchased it for you through and by the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Right? So we have to then stay in that mindset that, oh, wait a minute. I'm not sick. I'm healed, and the devil's trying to put this dirt on me. This is where we got to be.
Yeah.
The devil's trying to put this thing on me.
Yeah,
now, wait a minute. I'll not have it.
That's right.
Why? Because, see, when you're nice and clean, right, and somebody says, hey, I'm going to throw a mud ball at you, but you got your best suit on and you're nice and clean, and I mean, you're ready to go out and enjoy yourself with your wife or your husband or whatever, or go and get married, I don't know, to the chapel or whatever. Are you going to let somebody throw a mud ball at you while you're in your best suit? Absolutely not. And that's all that he is doing. You're in your best. You are clean. You are whole. You're rich. You're not poor. He's just trying to put it on you.
Yeah.
So we thank God. We rebuke the devil.
That's right.
What we need has already been given. Now we have to receive it. Have we received it? Yes. We received it. Thank you, Father. We thank Him for it. We give Him glory. We praise Him. We honor Him. See, because we're rich, we honor Him with what He's asked us to give, which is our tenth. When He moves on us to sow a little money in somebody's hands, what do? We do. We sow. Right?
That's
right. Why'd I say a little money? A lot of money. Listen, you're blessed.
Amen.
You are rich.
Free.
You're blessed.
Praise God.
I mean, I call you healed. I call you blessed.
Amen.
Jesus called you healed. He called you blessed.
Amen.
He purchased it for you.
That's right.
So it's yours. It's already yours.
Praise God.
Devil's just trying to take it from you. So what do we need to do? We need to get on the devil.
Amen.
Put him under your feet. Trample on serpents and scorpions. Over all the power of the enemy, the Bible says.
Yeah.
And nothing shall by any means hurt you.
That's right.
So we've got to get on stepping on the devil. Start treading on him as opposed to him treading on you.
That's right.
Which is what he's doing.
Amen.
He's trying to tread on you. See, because you... Of course he's going to try to tread on you. You see, understand, Jesus gave you the power to tread on him. See, so he's going to definitely try to reverse that and tread on you. And the more he can keep you down, beat you down, and beat you down, the more you're going to believe it. Remember, the more he starts pounding you with thoughts, the more you're going to, I guess I am. Remember, we don't take ownership of anything. We don't take ownership of it. We don't say, my allergies are acting up. I don't have allergies.
Amen.
The devil's trying to give me allergies. I don't have any money in my bank account. What? Wrong. What did we say last week? You cannot speak negatively and live in the positive. It's impossible. Can't be around negative people and be positive. It's impossible. They will, according to the word of God, bring you to their level.
Yeah.
That's what the word says. You won't bring them up. They will bring you down. That's what the word says. Talk to God. All right. So, we've got to stay in faith then. We've got to put our mindset that we are healed, that we are rich, that we, whatever is going on, that we're at peace, that we have joy, right? We have to put that mindset. It's mine. The devil's just trying to take it. All right. So, let's go now. Now that I've introduced Matthew 14. Let's go to Matthew 14. Hallelujah. Matthew 14. Praise God. All we didn't do are this is my Bible today. I get excited. All right. Praise the Lord. So Matthew 14, let's look at, start in verse 25. It says, now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were what? They were troubled, saying, is it a ghost? And they cried out for fear. Would they cry out? For fear. They instantly thought it was a ghost, and they instantly allowed fear in. Not because it was windy and all that, but because they saw somebody walking on the sea. Now, have you ever seen a ghost? A spirit? Let's not call it a ghost, let's call it a spirit. Have you ever seen one? I have.
Yeah.
I have. A lot of people don't believe in it. A lot of people try not to. There's no such thing, right? When you see an apparition, whatever it might be, how about an angel? You ever seen an angel? When you've seen this spiritual thing that's not natural, right? That you're not don't normally see. When you see this, whoa, oh. Something tries to take over, and it's usually fear, because it's not in the norm. It's not the norm, okay? If there's anybody superstitious about anything, it's people out on the sea. It's people that are in ships and boats, and they are just superstitious people, aside from baseball people. And when you talk about superstition, I mean, wow. But yes, but people out on the sea are very superstitious. And so they saw this ghost, and fear came. Just instantly. Well, you know, when somebody tells you you got cancer, what happens?
Yeah.
Fear tries to come.
Yeah.
Right? Or when I'm going to take that from you, fear tries to take over. Whatever, because it's not normal. It's an evil force trying to take what God has already given you, blessed you with.
Mm-hmm.
and somebody's trying to take it, and that, now you should get angry.
Yeah, yeah.
You should get, because see, it's yours. It's mine. It's mine. You should get angry.
Yeah.
Not angry at the person, not angry at the bank, not angry at the doctor, angry at the devil. Amen. Yes. Angry at that spirit, that disease, whatever it might be. All right. Get angry at it. Start quoting the word at it. Just as you get the word out and start going at it. All right. So here they are. And they cry out for fear. He says, verse 27. But immediately Jesus spoke to them saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid. Jesus knew they were in fear. He knew they were in fear. He told him, he said, don't be afraid. And Peter answered to him and said, Lord, if it is you, he didn't even know it was him. If it is you. I mean, what if this was the devil? All right. Trying to trick him. And so he says, well, if it is you, he says, bid me come on out. Right. Jesus. Here we go again. And Peter answered him and he said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. Yeah. Well, what does Jesus do? Jesus says, come. So he said, come. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. Here came fear again. Yeah. Now, he saw Jesus walking, fear came. Jesus said, don't be afraid, it's me. Fear left. Obviously, why? Because he came out onto the water. He said, if it's you, then bid me to come. Okay, come. So he got up, got out of the boat, and he walked over to Jesus. As he was walking, wind. He noticed, wait a minute, I shouldn't be doing this. It's windy out here. Now you think about that for a minute. He's walking on the water, but because it's windy, I can't walk on water. It's windy. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fear came again. Fear showed up again. Said, but when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, Lord, save me. So he didn't drop like a rock.
No.
He began to sink. Right? Just as a cold begins to come on you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Slowly. Now you got one of two options. You can get angry and cast the devil out, or you can get in fear and sink.
Yeah, no.
What does he do? And let's read what he does. This is what I like. Here's what he does. Verse 31. And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? So fear and doubt come together. Fear and doubt come together. Doubt brings fear. Mm-hmm. Doubt brings fear. Well, what if God doesn't? Now you've got doubt. Now you've got fear. Well, what if God doesn't do?
You're going to sink.
Oh, you're sinking. You're sinking. We can't have a what if God's not. Why? God already did. Amen. It's what if I don't step out in faith and do the right thing. And beginning to sink, see, he cried out. He didn't yell at the bank. He didn't yell at the person on the phone. Right?
Right.
He cried out to the one who could save him.
Right.
Jesus.
Right.
He said, Lord, save me. And immediately. The Bible says, and immediately. Jesus reached up, pulled him up out.
Woo-hoo.
Now, here's the thing. The devil will try to fog your mind and close your eyes enough to where you don't see that you're beginning to sink. Okay? He doesn't want you to see that you're just beginning to sink.
Yeah, that's good.
Because you'll cry out to Jesus and Jesus will save you.
That's right.
He doesn't want, why? Because see, when you're just beginning, fear doesn't really take over, does it? When things just begin, right? You're like, oh, wait a minute. I'll take care of this, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Or time will take care of this, or whatever the case may be. But just beginning in a circumstance or a situation, fear doesn't necessarily take over. Fear doesn't normally take over when all of a sudden you feel that it's all over, right? When you think it's all over, then fear comes.
Yeah.
You know, somebody said if a doctor said you've got cancer, and we're men and women of faith, we believe that we're healed, right?
Yes.
Thanks, doctor, for the report. Don't ever ask, how long do you think I got? Okay, please don't do that. And don't let him tell you what he thinks.
Yeah, we don't want to hear.
Okay? We just, thanks for the report, doc. I'm going to get a second opinion.
Amen.
But then you leave.
Yes.
Men and women of faith do what? They pray.
Amen.
Men and women of faith don't allow fear.
That's right.
What do? They call for the elders of the church.
Amen.
Right? This is what we do. See, this is men and women of faith now. I'm talking men and women of faith. I'm not talking about people that, this is all I've got, is the doctor.
Yeah.
And a wafer.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever, right? So what do I do? No, this is what we do. We call for the elders of the church. We get hands laid on us.
Amen.
Why? Because as men and women of faith, it's not over.
Amen.
As men and women of faith.
Sorry.
To others, it's all over. What is the first thing they ask the doctor? How long do I got, doc?
Yeah.
This is what they do. We don't do that.
Nope.
We are men and women of faith. We are eternal.
Yes.
We are alive forevermore.
That's right.
Whether we live or die, we die for the Lord.
Amen.
Doesn't matter. We live and die for the Lord. Doesn't matter. So what? We give our life to the Lord?
Yes.
It's all His.
Yes.
We live for the kingdom's cause. We just sang that song, right?
Yes.
So we're men and women of faith. So we call the elders of the church. We get our faith scriptures out. We start in Jesus' name. We cast the devil off.
That's
right. See, cancer is a spirit, which is why they can't cure it. Now they're trying to say, oh, we're going to have a cure for it in like 12 years.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay. They've been telling us that forever, but anyway. All right. Listen, just like you know they have a light bulb that will not go out. You know that, right? There's a light bulb that never goes out. It won't die, but they won't let you see or have it.
Yeah,
they want you to have to buy light bulbs. Yeah.
That's right.
The medical profession wants to treat you, not cure you.
Oh, that's right.
Right? But see, Jesus came to cure you.
Amen.
See, and when he came, you became cured.
Amen.
It's just the devil trying to put it back on you. The curse of the law. He's trying to put that on you. You're redeemed from that. You're free from that. You just have to say, whoa, 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 wait a minute. Spirit, devil, demon, whatever it is, in the name of Jesus, I bind you, I break your power, I tell you to get off of this, whatever it might be.
Amen.
Tread on him, the Bible says. You have all authority. You have the name above every name.
Yes.
So you have the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that is above the name of cancer.
That's right.
You have the name that is above poverty, poor, lack. You have the name that is above that.
Yeah.
You have the name that is above depression, oppression,
yeah,
PTSD.
That's right.
Whatever the doctors want to call things today. Amen. You've got the name and the power and authority that goes with that name.
That's right.
Amen?
Yes.
So what do? We invoke the name.
Hallelujah.
By faith.
Yes.
Cast the devil out.
Amen.
Cast him out. Everything's a spirit.
Yes.
Everything's a spirit.
Yep.
Anything that is evil is of the devil. Therefore, it is a spirit.
That's right.
And people trying to always put a natural thing on it. So we don't live. See, here. Oh. We are not living in the natural.
Right.
We've got this. We just sang a song. Lord, open my eyes to the things unseen.
Yeah.
Didn't we?
Yeah, yeah.
Open my eyes to the things unseen.
Yeah.
Because there's things that we're not looking at that are there. Do you understand? There's angels in here today.
That's right. Praise
right?
God.
There's the presence of God in here. The Holy Ghost is here.
Hallelujah.
We just... Our natural eyes are sitting here being natural. Let's get spiritual. Let's get spiritual. Spiritual. I want to get... No. All right, listen. Let's get spiritual here. Let's allow God to change us.
Amen.
Mold us. Make us who and what we are.
Strong in Him. Glory.
Strong in Him. And the power of His might. Right?
Yes. Glory.
We have got to start going after the enemy.
Amen.
He's always going after you. Didn't I always say we're always going to be in warfare?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Always.
Always gonna be
warfare will never cease.
That's right.
Whether you're a born-again Christian or you hate God, you're always going to be in warfare. The devil don't like either one of you. He just doesn't. What's the Bible say? He's only to come to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what he does. He does it. That's his thing. People, a lot of times they don't think about the power and the authority that they have in their mouth. They accept. Oh, my sinuses. They're really acting up today. Right? Oh, my back. Oh, my back hurts so bad. Oh, what? They're accepting, right? And then they begin to claim it. But Jesus took it for you. He claimed it.
That's right.
So we've got to stop trying to take it back.
Amen.
Right? We've got to stop trying to take it back. It is not your disease.
Amen.
It's Jesus' disease.
Yeah.
He took it.
He put it out.
You're free from it. The devil's just trying to put it back on you.
That's right.
But you're free.
Amen.
You know, when you're free, you didn't do anything wrong. You don't allow somebody to put you in jail, put you in bondage.
Yeah.
Would you allow, if you knew that this dude's the guy that did it, and the cop thought it was you, and you're going to jail? He did it. I'm not going to jail for this guy. No.
That's right.
I'm free. Why? Because, see, I didn't do it.
That's right.
He did it.
He did it.
Who did it? Jesus. Jesus did it. You're free. You don't have to be in bondage to sickness and disease, bondage to poverty and lack, bondage to oppression or depression. He took it all.
Amen.
So just tell the devil, hey, he took it. Now get off of me. Leave me alone. I'm free in the name of Jesus. And use the word of God. Don't just tell him you're free. Use the word. Get the scripture out. Use it. See, Jesus said all authority has been given to him both in heaven and in earth, and then he told me to go.
Amen.
And to use his name.
That's right, right.
So guess what? Devil in Jesus' name, get out of here. Get off me. Get away from me. Right? You're not going to take the blame for him.
That's right.
You're not going to take the disease just because he offers it to you. Right?
And we're not stupid.
My ulcerative colitis is acting up. I mean, they got a name for everything now. You understand that, right? The doctor tried to tell me I had degenerative disc disorder and arthritis in my back. And I would be in pain all my life. This is what the doctor tried to tell me. Well, I'm not in pain all my life. Now, I'm very getting a little older. So I do take care of things when I pick things up. You know, I do it the right way now. I do this and I do this. I don't go like, hey, I got it now, you know, like I used to. I'm just more mindful of it, just like I'm mindful to wear a seatbelt. Even though I'm not going to crash and my God will protect me, I still wear a seatbelt. Why? Not out of fear. This is not out of fear. Okay? But the enemy will do anything in his power to attack you. Don't give him the opportunity. We use our head.
Yes.
We don't give him an opportunity, a way in to attack.
That's right.
Find out where the door is open and close the door. Yeah. If you see the window is broke, fix it.
Right?
Right? You don't just leave your door open all day and all night, do you, at home? Especially in this heat lately. No, you do what? You shut it?
Yeah.
Well, then why would we leave a door open for the enemy to walk right in and put sickness or disease on us?
Way.
We shut the door. Shut him out when you shut the door. Don't let him come in and then shut the door. Hey, come on in, man. This is great. No, shut the door. Keep him out. Keep the enemy out, right? You know, I keep going back to this. You know, Jesus already gave it to us. He already purchased it for us.
Yes.
It's now yours. And it's up to you. You're redeemed from the curse. Get the book of Deuteronomy 28 out and look at it. Of what you're redeemed from. I tell the doctor, I tell the Lord, I thank you, Jesus. I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. Jesus became the curse for me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm free from the and whatever might be coming against you. I mean, my vats are supposed to be full, brother. My barn's supposed to be hallelujah, you know. God purchased it all through Jesus for us.
Yeah.
Read the blessings. Those are yours.
Amen.
The devil's just trying to keep you from getting, trying to take them away from you. Trying to convince you that, no, you don't really have a barn full.
Okay.
No, the really, I know you're a tither, but the window of heaven is definitely not open to you, bro. There ain't no blessings being poured out on you, you know. Listen, this is what he does. He's cunning. He's conniving. He's a creep.
Yeah, sure.
And he will lie to you.
Yeah.
He will lie to you. That's not yours. That's not yours. You're not worthy for that. You're not worthy enough for that. You're not good enough for that. You were bad yesterday.
Yeah.
You're not worthy of that. No, you're not worthy. This is what he'll do.
Oh, sure.
Oh, you didn't give enough. I gave my portion.
That's right.
That's enough. God didn't tell me to give any more. I gave what I'm supposed to give. That's enough.
Amen.
So therefore, windows, get open, man.
That's right.
Devil, stop blocking my blessings.
Yep.
That's right.
Who's blocking your blessings? It's not God.
Nope.
The windows of heaven are, the Bible's clear, you're a tither and a giver. The windows of heaven are open to you.
Amen.
Blessing is being poured out that there's not room enough to receive. And he rebukes the devourer who would try to devour the blessings that are being poured out on you.
Yeah.
So who's blocking the blessings? It's that little creep that's under your feet. Who's blocking the blessings? So who do what do we do then? Well, if somebody's blocking my blessing, I tell them to get out of my way.
That's right.
This is pretty simple stuff, right? Get out of my way, devil.
That's right.
See, God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, has already blessed me and purchased that for
That's
me.
Right.
Therefore, I call that mine in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
I have a covenant with God.
That's right.
In that covenant, God wants to show me off to everyone around how blessed I am. And being so blessed, they'll know that I have a covenant with God.
Amen.
God wants to show you off.
That's right.
As being blessed. He never wants you to lack.
Amen.
We got to get this mindset that I'm already blessed. I'm free from that. The devil can't put it on me. I don't receive it. As a matter of fact, it's not mine. It's Jesus's.
That's right.
This is what we've got to get to. It's not mine. It's his. And he nailed it to a cross.
That's right.
And left it in hell when he beat the devil up.
Amen.
It's not mine. It's not my disease.
That's right.
I don't accept it.
No.
Right? I don't claim it.
That's right.
Stop saying it's mine.
Amen.
Stop. Don't claim it. Don't claim it. Don't. Whatever disease is coming against you, whatever poverty is coming against you, whatever attack is taking place, just don't claim it as yours.
That's right.
It's Jesus's. He took it.
He took it.
He took it. Sickness, disease. He took it. Poverty. He took it. Right? So that we could have the blessings of Abraham. There you go. How about that?
Amen.
Pretty simple stuff. So no more receiving what he's going to give. We don't receive that package, right? If you know that there's a bomb in that package,
yeah.
Are you signing for the package?
No way.
No, you tell them, I don't want that package. Take it back. Okay.
Yeah.
He has to take it back. I'm not signing for something that I know is evil.
Amen.
I don't receive that package.
That's right.
When the doc says such and such, I don't receive that package. You either give me a clean bill of health or I'll find a new doctor.
Yeah.
Lie to me, doc. I already know I've got a clean bill of health.
That's right.
God has given it to me through Jesus.
That's right.
So I'm free.
Amen.
I just have to run him off. I know I keep going back to this, but we have got to get this right. Stay in faith now, knowing I'm healed. This creep is going to keep trying to put it back on me. I don't receive it. Run him off.
Yes.
When he comes back, what do? We run him off.
That's right.
Listen, he's not going to stop trying to come back at you.
Right.
So run him off every time he comes. Don't sign for the package. Don't receive the package. I don't care what it is. Don't let him catch you off guard.
Amen.
Don't let him catch you off guard. Stay strong.
Yes.
Right? Open our eyes. Open our eyes, Lord, to the things that I'm not seeing here. What do I have a door open? Is there a window open? What am I not seeing? And this is, understand something. It's not your fault. We got to also take that out of our heads and our hearts, that it's our fault that this is happening to me. No. See, remember, where did it happen? It happened back here to Jesus.
Yes.
He freed you. You are now, the Bible says, the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Not the righteousness of God in Brandon Wilcox. You're not righteous in your own. You are only righteous because of Him. Because of Jesus. So therefore, you're only healed because of Jesus.
Amen.
You're only rich because of Jesus.
Okay.
It's already done. I keep going back to this. This guy will just continue to try to change that.
Yeah.
So we've got to, in the name of Jesus, run him off. Tread on him. You have the authority and the power to get him gone. And I don't mean, it's like what Doc says. The devil will assign demons to you to learn about you, to know what buttons to push, so that he can find a way to get in and ruin your life. He wants to convince you that God is not going to do thus and so for you. It's what he wants to do. He wants to convince you that you're not worthy enough. See, he'll do that for Miss Wilcox Jane over here, but he won't do that for you. He'll do that for Pastor, but he won't do that for you. He'll do that for Elder Bill because he's an elder of the church, but he won't do that for you. He's a liar.
That's right.
He is a liar.
He lies. Jerk.
We can't receive the lies. It ain't no different than receiving a package. When the lies come, we run the thoughts off.
Amen.
We run the thoughts off. We run the thoughts off. Listen, this is it's a nonstop back and forth because the enemy's never going to quit. We just have to run him off every time he shows up.
That's right.
Just run him off every time he shows up. And I'm not going to tell you that he'll get the clue that one day he'll stop because you've run him off so many times. I don't ever believe that.
Yeah.
I don't think he will ever stop. The word's very clear that he'll never stop.
Yes.
Even after he's been thrown in the pit, he gets let out again. And then he deceives a bunch more people. And then we go to war again. He will never quit. So, we cannot quit.
That's right.
We can't stop.
That's right.
We cannot. We're not failures.
Nope.
We just can't. We cannot stop in the battle.
Amen.
We cannot stop in the battle. Our front line doesn't say, "Oh, I'm done today. I'm a little tired."
Yeah,
our front line doesn't do that when they're being fired upon. No, they fire back.
That's right.
See, they fire back. They don't run out of ammo.
And we don't turn back in the day of battle.
Uh-oh. We don't run out of ammo, do we?
Nope.
We have ammo right here. And we use that ammo daily. Why? Because we're on the front line.
Amen.
I don't say you've got a target on your back. You are the light of the world.
Yes.
Your light shines wherever you go.
Yes.
The target ain't on your back. You're just glowing like God. So don't think that the enemy can't see you.
Oh, sure.
You don't need a target on your back. You are made in the image of the Almighty.
Woo-hoo.
You're glowing. Have you ever heard anybody say, "Oh, you're glowing," when they're pregnant or something? When they're pregnant, they're glowing.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever.
I don't know that I've ever seen a pregnant woman glow, but okay. But we see the light that is within us shines.
That's right.
So he knows who you are. All right. So we saw that Peter. We got to close this down. I only got one thing done. So we see that the circumstances that came caused Peter to do what? He went into fear.
Yes.
Okay? That's what happened. So when the circumstances come against you, and I don't know whatever it may be, don't receive it, don't accept it, and don't go into fear.
Amen?
Amen?
That's right.
Thanks, Doc, for the report. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. And if he doesn't know you're a Christian yet, find another doctor then, because you ain't telling him you're a Christian. Never be ashamed to tell your doctor, "Doctor, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. Thanks for the report, man. But I'll be back in a couple of weeks. You can check it again."
Amen.
And get out of there, get in faith, and get healed. Remember, you're healed. He's just trying to keep you sick. He's trying to put, not keep you sick, he's trying to make you sick. You're healed.
Amen.
Got to stay in that mind frame.
Hallelujah.
So what did Peter do when the fear came? He called out to Jesus.
Yeah.
Even if fear does come, you do have an out. Amen. Call unto Jesus.
Yes.
Okay? Number one, he will save you.
Yes.
But just as Jesus did here, he may rebuke you.
Yeah, he will.
And he will. I believe that too with all my heart.
Oh, yeah?
That he will. Why? He's going to show you the door that you opened. He's going to show you. You can't do that. You can't do that. Or he's going to cause you to sink all the time. When you begin to sink, don't allow fear. Amen?
Amen?
Cry out to Jesus if you need. Other than that, stay in faith and get your scriptures out.
Amen.
Well. All right. And remember too, the Bible says that immediately Jesus reached out.
Yes.
Immediately.
Yes.
He didn't wait around. He's not letting you gonna go through it for a little bit so you can come closer to God.
That's baloney.
That is a crock of the creep, okay? He is not, Jesus does not do that. As long as we stay in faith, he's not going to allow you to, "I want you to go through so you'll be closer to me." You know, it's like that dumb song that I heard this morning. You know, "Even though I lost a child, I'll still trust in the God." Okay. You know, let me close these up. You can close your Bibles. We'll get back into this next week, but as you go this week now, see, and this is what I wanted to say this last week, but didn't get a chance to. I wanted you to pay attention as you went through this week here that the enemy is going to try to steal your joy, steal your healing. See, you're healed.
Amen.
Bible's clear. Your hands were laid on you by the believers, your believers. Therefore, the Bible says you are healed. Right?
Yes.
What he'll try to do is take your healing from you again. Just as we've been talking, he'll keep coming against you. And when you see him coming, you can either begin to sink or you can push back. Okay? You can either begin to sink or you can push back. How do we begin to sink? We allow doubt and unbelief. Fear. Fear, doubt, fear, fear, doubt. What is that? "Oh, I don't know if God will." Wrong. You're already in trouble. Because see, if you don't believe God will, then you're not in faith. So what do we have to do? If that's the case, we got to get back in faith. In Jesus' name, I rebuke that thought. I don't allow that to be in my heart. And then we get the scriptures out that tell us, "I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ." Anything because I'm a believer is possible to me.
Amen.
See, the Bible says all things are possible to him who believes.
Yes.
To him who believes.
Yes.
You and I are believers. So guess what? All things are possible.
Hallelujah.
All things.
All things. Right.
Not because of how good you are. All things are possible because of God. Jesus made it possible. He made you clean. He made you whole. He made you healed. He made you rich. He made you righteous.
Hallelujah.
He washed your sin away. He parted your sin far as the east is from the west. God says that their sin and their iniquity, I don't even remember.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. I mean, really? How come I can remember them? Doggone it.
Yeah.
You know, clear my mind.
That's right.
You see, you know why I remember it? Because this guy right here Loves bringing it up, doesn't he? He's a creep. Creep, creep, creep. So you know what? Take him thought captive, cast it down, bring up his future. Oh, hey, by the way, I just wanted to remind you that you are in trouble, you know. We got to get this. I'm free. We got to get it. I'm free. I'm already made.
That's right.
I'm already whole. Clean. I'm already clean. That's I'm right. Not filthy. Left. I'm not a sinner saved by just a sinner saved by grace.
That's right.
I'm not a sinner.
Amen.
I'm a child of God. I'm a saint.
Hallelujah.
You know, you could get going with that, right? You know, think about it. You know, and you know, start throwing it in the devil's face. Start treading on him. When he tries to bring that thing on you again, you push him right back. That's yours. You keep it. You can keep it. Jesus already took care of it for me and he nailed it to a cross. I'm free from that.
Amen.
I don't receive that. I rebuke you. Get out of here in Jesus' name.
That's right.
Don't forget the name of Jesus, by the way.
Amen.
We got to get this, all right? So this week now, watch him. Watch him. He's going to try to find a way. Try to find an open door or a cracked window or whatever the case. He's going to try to throw thoughts at you. This is what he does to cause disbelief. When doubt and unbelief come, fear takes over. Okay? That's what happens. Fear takes over because now you don't believe. And so fear will take over now because you feel like, well, I'm lost. It's over. That's what happens. When doubt and unbelief are there, you don't have faith in God. If you don't have faith in God, all you have now is faith in the doctors. Uh-oh. That's dangerous, isn't it? I mean, isn't it, right?
Yes, it is.
So we got to change it. Change it. Don't allow the thoughts to come.
Amen.
All right? Don't allow him to pepper you with this thought and that thought. Well, what if? Well, what if? But you're the, oh, but yeah, the report. Oh, but don't allow it. Don't allow it. Amen?
Amen.
Say, I don't allow it.
I don't allow it.
Amen?
In
Jesus' name, I don't allow it. I won't have anything less but blessing.
Thank you, Lord.
Healing, made whole.
That's right.
Everything that Jesus purchased for me is mine.
Amen.
He gave it to me. It's mine. I'm not going to let the devil take it from me.
No way.
No. See ya. Wouldn't want to be you. Right?
That's right.
Amen. All right. Stand on your feet. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hope I built your faith up. Now, just watch him this week.
Amen.
Don't allow him in. Amen.
Yeah.
Lift your hands to the Lord. Father, we bless you and we give you praise. We glorify you. Thank you, Father, for Jesus.
Praise you, Lord.
Thank you that Jesus has purchased our healing. And by his stripes we are healed. That we are free from sin, sickness, disease, poverty, lack. We're free. And I thank you for that, Lord. Oh, I praise you. I give you glory. And Father, I pray that as we go this week, let the angels of God be camped round about everywhere we go. I thank you that we are in your hands, Father. I thank you that we stay in faith this week. We give you the glory and the honor for it. Father, I thank you that this body of believers is blessed in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, and all of God's people said, amen. God bless you. Have a blessed week.